Thanks so much, Rasha, Christine, and Claudia, and Claude. It's late, so and thanks for staying. We'll open the floor very, very soon. Two questions packed in one to Rasha and Christine that I thought would be just interesting to share in terms of the conception of the exhibition, and also maybe a little bit more of a question towards an open wound. So one of the questions of, like, how did you decide to deal with the relationship between document and artwork, and what could that have been if you had made other decisions also? And just to understand your thinking, to share your thinking around this, I think that's important in terms of kind of positioning the form that this show has taken on right now. And also what it would mean to present it elsewhere, for instance, from where you work right now, where you live and work. Maybe just as an entry.
Thank you. To begin with, you know, some of the works were actually recovered, so not all the works from the 1978 exhibitions were destroyed. And some of the works were recovered, and they were placed for safekeeping in the homes of families, some families in Beirut, and we had the opportunity to see them. So, and actually when we were preparing for this exhibition at the Hakave, we debated with you a great deal about whether we should have any of the works. These we could have shipped. It is the 1978 story is an open wound, because actually artists donate work, and in the custody of the PLO, the works were lost. So, and you can imagine how much rumor, bad feeling, etc., surround this story still. We realized this very quickly, and we became fascinated, drawn into the research, and we sort of drifted away from the power of the works. There are official bodies looking for the works, looking to recover them. I don't know. I was more moved. I was very deeply moved when I saw the actual paintings, to see on their back the international exhibition, on the back of the painting. I think essentially it should be recovered. It's the responsibility of the PLO to recover this collection, to show it, to share it. It should be a museum, free museum, like Dore Ashton was describing. But somehow my natural disposition, and Christine and I share this, we were more inclined to surfacing a history. In the surfacing of the history, we want to preserve the joy of people having access to artwork. There's a moment where a Palestinian writer, Liana Bader, describes that beautiful pleasure of just being able to go and stand in front of the Miro lithographs, and how much pleasure it gave her. And this is like a purely sensorial, emotional moment. So that's my answer to the artworks. In answer to the question, I mean, for us it's very important to take this documentary exhibition to Beirut and not to show it in a museum in Beirut. And because it was at the Beirut Arab University, we can't go back to that same space, because now architecturally it's been transformed beyond recognition. So we're looking for the right venue, and it's very important for us to take it to Chile, to South Africa, to Cape Town. And I have to say, these are the most important places, maybe Tokyo.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think taking it to cities where there was a story, there was a strong relationship. I mean, many cities, you know, Berlin, there is a story. In fact, with the German artist that gave work to the exhibition, they were West German artists. But there is another story that comes out, which we had the chance to explore beyond just the 78 exhibition and those artists who gave work. In terms of... Yes, I think Beirut, obviously, I think the question of the works will come up there, and that's something that will be addressed in some way, whether through our exhibition or through a project or accompanying project, because it is the reality today. It's the elephant in the room. But I think showing the works, if there had been an opportunity or interest in showing the actual works, it may stop the project right there. Looking just at the works and the recovery of these objects sometimes just stops the story, as opposed to allowing us to tell the larger story behind the project. And in terms of documents and kind of the physicality of this exhibition, we want it to be an exhibition that's lightweight. It's something that could travel, inspired by the possibility of itinerant exhibitions. There are no actual original documents in vitrines in the exhibition. We have very few of those. And I think this is where the Musée Imaginaire and digital reproduction may allow us to share this material beyond, you know, just this space, hopefully.
In both groups, we see that you are transforming research into exhibitions, and in the case of Claudia, you are also interrogating a very question of canon, how to negotiate historiography, which stories are being preserved or erased. En ambos grupos vimos cómo ustedes transforman una investigación en exhibiciones, y en tu caso también vemos una pregunta que es importante para la investigación que estamos haciendo, cuestionando el canon, cómo ciertas historias son conservadas y otras historias son borradas o negociadas, como es el caso del Museo de la Soledad.
Que sí. Bueno, ese es el Museo de la Solidaridad. Es un museo que tiene una historia fascinante, que ha sido borrado con el tiempo y con la historia. Primero por la dictadura. Y, o sea, el museo no es parte de la historia del arte ni latinoamericana. Está Ticio Escobar por ahí, me puede decir si, ¿no es cierto que no es parte de la historia latinoamericana? Ni tampoco parte de la historia internacional. Entonces, es fuerte que, y perdonen, o sea, encuentro muy bien el tema que están poniendo acá de los cánones y cómo la exposición de Palestina está siendo mostrada en la Casa de la Cultura del Mundo. Pero es fuerte tener que estar acá para también en Chile ser un proyecto, que tampoco es. Porque en Chile todavía está la polarización, Allende polariza. Entonces, la derecha todavía, que tiene el poder económico, encubre al museo, y hay niños que no pueden ir al museo porque es un museo que está hablando de Allende, que no está a la distancia. Y a pesar que han pasado 40 años, tampoco está a la distancia. Hoy día estábamos con Paz conversando, y acaba de salir, perdón, voy a ser como súper directa, pero acaba de salir una publicación de Mario Pedrosa en el MoMA, que vienen trabajando hace dos años, y en un minuto yo fui a Río, que estaban los editores ahí, y hablé con la gente porque supe que se estaba haciendo, y les mostré una cantidad de documentos del museo que no los conocían, y estaban ellos construyendo la historia de Pedrosa, uno de los grandes críticos actuales de arte latinoamericano. Y sacaron el libro y les pasé aparte un texto que yo le había comisionado a Dorashton, que apareció publicado hace un mes, fue lanzado en el MoMA. Y para mi sorpresa empiezo a revisar el libro y me encuentro alrededor con 8 archivos, de 10 en total que habían, que eran del museo y que no estaban mencionados. Entonces ahí estamos hablando de canon. Cuando el MoMA, y hoy día me llega cuando estaba con Paz un mail pidiendo disculpas, perdón que no les pusimos los créditos en el libro. Pero es que las cosas no son, o sea, el MoMA son profesionales. Si ustedes le hubieran prestado el texto o los archivos, te aseguro que los ponen. El Museo de la Solidaridad pasó los archivos y no nos les preguntamos, ¿quieren que pongamos los archivos? ¿Van a poner? No los queremos para no pagar derechos. Pero los transcribieron y los pusieron y no pusieron los créditos. Entonces, ahí estamos hablando de cánones. Ese, no sé.
We would like to invite the public also to pose some questions. Our microphones around. You are welcome.
I have to talk not about me only, but about many artists. People are very excited when they have an idea to organize a show, a solidarity show. But sometimes they don't think about the feeling of the artist. When you are an artist, many times you have phone call asking painting. If they come, they choose a painting, it's never enough large, so they go with large painting, and then have no news about this painting. And I don't only complain, but I want to talk about all the artists have give paintings for different museums and never have a feedback about what happened about their paintings. So this I want to profit of the situation. I'm here to talk with you about this feeling. You have to consider the artist when you borrow a painting, they give you a painting, please give them back news about what you do. Thank you.
Yo, Claude, yo voy a tomar la palabra institucional. En nuestro caso, el museo, estamos, y te lo vamos a hacer llegar ahora en julio, lanzando el catálogo razonado de resistencia. Recuperamos los archivos hace 3 años, no es como una excusa, son 1.200 obras que fueron donadas y que no nos ha dado el tiempo de poder investigar. Y me pasa que nos vamos encontrando con artistas, ahora como les contaba vengo llegando de México, de hacer estos casos de investigación directamente por los envíos de país, y reunimos a los artistas que estaban y se nos va alimentando la historia del museo, pero ha sido un desfase de tiempo con el museo que llevamos 40 años de retardo respecto a la investigación, y pedirte las disculpas, y aquí te agradezco y en representación de todos los artistas. Te agradezco a ti.
So, you know, it's just really because it's so late, but if there are no questions right now, I'd say I'd release everybody. Thanks a lot to we'll be a bit around for a few more minutes, and I hope many of you will find their way back tomorrow at noon. It's going to be a long day. So, good night.